Hello, and welcome to Buzz on Earth. In our unique podcast, we aim to bring you the best stories and developments in global sustainability and accelerate the global shift towards the need for a sustainable world. Here we talk about topics that need to be discussed out loud, covering the entire spectrum from the business sector to our daily lives, and we bring you stories that are empowering and inspiring. So, are you ready?
Four of the world's largest consumer goods companies produce 6 million tons of plastic waste every year, the companies revealed in a report last week. Coca-Cola, Mars, Nestle, and Danone are responsible for 6 million metric tons of plastic every year, according to company-provided figures in a report from the Ellen MacArthur Foundation. Coca-Cola alone produces 3 million tons. It's the first time Coca-Cola has been public about its packaging production. It has promised to make all of its packaging recyclable over the next 6 years and for its bottles to have an average of 50% recycled content by 2030. A Paris architectural firm has submitted a proposal to rebuild Notre Dame with a stunning glass design, an urban farm, and a roof that generates electricity. The plans come from Vincent Calabor Architectures, which responded to France's open call for proposals on how to rebuild the 850-year-old Gothic cathedral. The goal is to show the new face of the church in the 21st century, one that shows a fairer symbiotic relationship between human beings and nature. A route map for the global engineering community to support and deliver the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, or SDG, has been launched by the Institution of Civil Engineers, or ICE. The sustainability route map outlines a 3-year plan to enable engineers to better engage with the SDGs and demonstrate the impact of engineering projects. The world's first carbon-neutral laptops have arrived in Denmark as UK-based Circular Computing welcomed its first shipment of remanufactured laptops. Circular Computing has recruited a network of partners across Europe to bring its range of carbon-neutral enterprise-grade laptops to market. Circular Computing's mission is to change the way the world buys IT and create positive environmental, social, and ethical impacts for a better world with a brighter future. The company has invested over 5 million euros in the world's first purpose-built computer remanufacturing facility, which can extend the use of life of laptops by 3 to 4 years. The World Bank has raised 1.5 billion euros for a new 10-year bond focused on mobilizing action towards achieving the UN Sustainability Development Goals. The 10-year Global Sustainable Development Bond will be listed on the Euronext Dublin Exchange and the Luxembourg Stock Exchange. Companies including JP Morgan and Barclays have been named as the lead managers for the bond and transaction. The World Bank has claimed that the bond was oversubscribed, with almost 70 investors placing orders reaching 2 billion euros. The coffee giant Starbucks has completed a $1 billion sustainability bond in a bid to support ethically sourced coffee. The bond is set to include purchasing coffee verified by coffee and farmer equity practices, research and development, loans to support coffee farmers, as well as developing and operating farmer support centers. Starbucks is also partnering with Responsibility in a $20 million investment to help coffee communities in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. Following the bond, which is set to last for 30 years, it expected that it will enable the development of LEED-certified stores and investments in more sustainable cups and packaging. Retailers Waitrose and Partners has revealed the project it will be supporting with its £1 million grant funding that is designed to help fight plastic pollution. Plan Plastics, the £1 million challenge, will award money over 1 year to projects that can show an impact to reduce plastic. Working in partnership with Hubbub, the fund gathered 150 applications and 5 organizations have now been chosen to receive a share of the £1 million fund. The world's fourth largest cement company has pledged to bring its emission reduction targets in line with the goals of the Paris Agreement. In a first for the industry, Heidelberg Cement, which employs more than 58,000 people in 60 countries, committed to slash direct emissions by 15% per ton of its products by 2030 from its 2016 levels. The construction behemoth also committed to cut direct emissions, for example, from its electricity supply by 65% ton within the same time frame. This is Shubhodas, Das, and you're listening to the weekly podcast from buzzonearth.com. Brazil has withdrawn its offer to host Latin America and Caribbean Climate Week, a key milestone leading up to the annual UN negotiations. Initially set to take place in August in Salvador, the event is part of a series of regional summits to encourage dialogue between governments and civil society in support of national climate pledges. Brazil's cooperation with regional environment initiatives is at a low point. Despite hosting more than half of the Amazon basin, the Brazilian government did not accept an invitation to attend the UNDP-sponsored Good Growth Conference in Lima. A major update on how countries measure greenhouse gas emissions failed to address key weaknesses, particularly on bioenergy, campaigners have warned. After a five-year process involving more than 280 scientists, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, agreed technical advice on everything from methane leaks in the oil and gas sector to emissions linked to flooding land. Critics said the process, however, was a missed opportunity to close loopholes in accounting for bioenergy. Leaders from the 8 of the UK's leading energy companies have called for renewed effort to increase the number of women workers at senior levels of the energy industry. According to statistics released by advocacy group Powerful Women, women comprise just 16% of seats on energy company boards, an increase from 13% in 2018. These statistics are based on the boardrooms of the top 80 UK energy companies.
Friends, we're now at the end of the show and we've really enjoyed having you with us. We hope you enjoyed the show and we would love your feedback and suggestions. After all, at Buzz on Earth, your say matters. And of course, we look forward to having you with us again next week. Till then, goodbye.